You Can Relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger, here with my co-host Eric Stockland.
It seemed like you almost forgot your name.
I probably did.
In the middle of that.
It's late at night. We're coming to you after dark.
Relax After Dark. That's a rare episode these days.
And it is a rare episode these days. You know what? Honestly, any episode from us is a rare episode these days, love. We are still in the fun times of moving into our house. And I feel like we will be for quite a while. Here's little Miss Daisy wanting to join. This is who we're interviewing today. Daisy Stockland, Ballinger Stockland.
I looked at the comments. A lot of people liked our last episode from 6 months ago where we were painting that room because it felt like so casual and like they were just kind of a fly on the wall hanging out with us. And I really liked that idea.
You freaking creepers.
Weird voyeurs.
You guys like being a fly on the wall? I'm not saying either.
No, but I feel like that's a cool concept, like that we're just doing like a project or something.
Yeah.
So maybe in future episodes, like we're just like, maybe like me and you can actually have a date night. Like we're playing cards.
Yeah.
Or like, we got to paint that wall.
Right.
But some sort of task.
Mm-hmm.
And we just record us talking while we're doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something compelling about it that I feel like translated.
Yeah. I like watching stuff like that. I feel that when it just feels like you're just like in someone's living room, hanging out with them. It's just like a real life thing. I think it's appealing because everything is so fake nowadays.
Yeah, it didn't feel forced. It felt like a very, like we really were just hanging out.
I know,
that.
But like, there's something nice about like
baseboards,
right? There's something nice about like how the internet now and just all media, everything we consume now is like, really thought out and people, it all feels, manufactured. And there's something about just watching someone just like exist that's appealing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
For sure.
Like just being like, just watching unedited footage of someone just kind of like chilling in their house is just interesting.
Like digging a tunnel system in their basement.
Yeah. Do you like watch that girl on TikTok?
Why is that so appealing?
It's so appealing. Part of it is the way she speaks. I've never heard that kind of an accent before.
Yes. But also that she's digging.
We're talking about a girl on TikTok who's she's making also like, a mine like in her backyard.
Solo journey of making a mine in the basement of your house. I feel like
I don't know.
Pretty...
Was it in the basement or is it in her backyard? I can't even remember which one it is. You're probably right. It's probably the basement.
I don't know. But she did a concrete pour the other day and I think
enthralled.
I watched 10 minutes of it. Yeah.
The amount of random people painting a wall I watch now, this is like on my feed of someone just like painting a wall beautifully. And it equal parts enrages me and calms me because I'm like, wow, that was beautiful. Also,
it is funny.
I hate you because that would have taken me 3 days.
But also phone, you're listening and you know that we're doing DIY stuff right now. And so
yeah,
it's showing us that kind of stuff.
Right. Of course. So do you want to go first for who needs to relax this week or me?
I don't know have you already talked about Colleen versus the curtain rod?
I talked
about
it.
Or do you not want
it.
To? Are you uncomfortable?
I'm not uncomfortable with it. I can't remember. I've talked about it. I don't know if I edited that video yet. I can't remember if I talked about it on SAS because I live streamed with Rachel this week. I don't remember what I've talked about when I haven't and when I've talked about it where. But I can talk about that if you'd like. Or do you want to talk about it?
I didn't know if you wanted to let it to be public, the amount of rage that it exists within.
It was a
within
scary,
the crust of you.
Scary day. It was a scary day in the house. It was a ticking time bomb. It has been for probably 6 months. I feel like just since we knew we were really actively like, okay, we are moving, and that like limbo, like we're going to move soon, and the feeling of not being settled mm-hmm. for so long, and then living in and out of rentals and hotels and my childhood bedroom with my children, and then
tough
finally getting here and having it just the snowball effect of
and
like everything
going
wrong.
It's amazing and it's great.
We love it here.
But a sea of projects.
And
snowball
effect
project
of like causes more problems. We couldn't.
Unleashes three projects.
Right.
Is
so
what's
I just
happening, yeah.
wanted something to feel finished. I think that's what happened. And so I'm trying to put up this freaking curtain. And I couldn't get it up.
Yeah.
And it was making me rage
yeah.
to the point where my mom was here and she was like, Colleen, try again tomorrow. And out of my mouth, without even thinking about it.
Yeah.
I said, I just need to finish one thing. Like, because I realized, because it's just said it without even thinking, I was like, oh, that's the issue, is that I've just nothing has been completed. It's just my whole life is limbo, like stress, twitching, nothing is working, everything's falling apart. And I just wanted one thing to work. And I thought, that's one thing I can do today. Just get my curtains up, one curtain, one panel up, and I'll feel better. I just want to finish one thing. And I couldn't. And I, you guys, it was scary.
You let out a primal scream and threw something. What did you throw? Because I wasn't
a level.
A level. Okay.
A little level.
Because I heard the scream and I don't think I'd ever heard you scream like that.
Yeah, it was very scary.
And I heard something hit the ground and I walked in
and laughed at me.
And I think I said, no, at first I was like, would you like some help? And then I saw your face and then I turned my back to you.
Yeah, and laughed.
And didn't laugh.
It was more of a shoulder.
If you were looking at me from the back, you would see my shoulders moving because I was like,
think he's doing a dance.
I couldn't believe it. And then when we talked about it later for the first time, it was like I was like Jimmy Fallon in SNL. Like I was like breaking. I couldn't like not smile a little bit.
Oh, it was
because
insane.
Of how
it was truly one of the craziest moments
over
I've ever
the
had in
top.
My life.
Your reaction
was. It was insane. And the worst part about the whole situation was like, I was insane. I was like, I just want one thing to work. And like, I could not get, I was trying to hang your curtain rods and I was trying to get the nail in the wall and I was trying to put the anchor in. I was just trying to drill a hole to put an anchor in the wall, to put
what
a nail
was
in the
it?
Wall.
Okay. Yeah. You're explaining.
And every place that I drilled, I hit some, like not a stud, I was hitting metal.
Yeah.
And which you have to stop because it could be a pipe. It could be, you know, you can't drill through it. I am telling you, it was like 10 different holes in this freaking wall.
Yeah.
None of them
they're
like,
there.
And Rachel, because Rachel came a couple days later to help me with the curtain rod that mm-hmm. I demolished. And,
did she have the same problem?
I could tell she was like, well, let's see what you are hitting. Like, I could tell she was like, you did not hit 10 different things of metal. Like, she's like, you really could be the unluckiest person alive who just accidentally hit a random nail in the wall. But like, that's so not possible. So she didn't believe me. And then she went into the holes that I had done to see, like, and she's like, no, this is metal. Like, and it was every spot that I had chosen.
Like brackets on the studs?
It was like, yeah, it was brackets. Yeah, I was hitting brackets. And it was infuriating.
Freaking
and then
brackets,
also
man.
Like the way that the curtain rod holder was, you couldn't get the drill in at the right angle to drill it in.
Yeah.
And so it kept falling off and I was stripping nails. And it was, infuriating.
That's when I knew it was going badly. I just heard
a
screw
stripping.
Just being destroyed.
Yeah,
and I was like...
I knew I was doing it too. I couldn't stop. I was like, it was this like insane primal woman rage of like, I can do this. I can do it. I can do one thing. I just want to finish one effing thing. And I just, the stress of everything. And like, it was just like months and months building to this moment of like, I was a psychopath. Because what could have prevented this, love, is if I took more me time, like once a week or something,
well,
to calm down.
To your side, to your point, like you...
It was crazy.
You have studied and figured out and researched and applied yourself in ways that you never have before to do all these different projects.
Right.
Like you have learned the grits of sandpaper and how, you know what I mean? How to properly do this and that and everything else. And been really... careful and specific about how you do these things. You're doing everything right. You're not like, it's fine. You know, it's fine.
No,
like,
no.
Which is a bit intense to be around. You know what I mean? Because a lot of these things I'm like, no one's ever going to notice this, but like you put so much effort into this whole.
I want it to be right.
Thing. You want it to be right.
Right.
And that is.
It's exhausting, love, is the word you're looking for. It's exhausting
to be
around.
It's exhausting to be around, and I'm sure it's even more exhausting for you, but like watching you, I've been so impressed. And so
I'm scared.
And I wake up in the middle of the night and look over at you and just see
and
you.
And open windows and try to leave.
And try, I sleepwalk and open windows.
You did
and,
this the other night.
And try to leave. But... Yeah,
it was crazy.
If we're talking about what needs to, it was me. It was a specific moment. Yeah.
It was really crazy. It was absolutely insane. I felt completely out of body. I felt like it felt like a dream where I was watching myself going, oh my God. And I felt like I had no control over my body. It was so insane. And then I eventually threw a, what you call it, a level and left the room because it was not going to work. Like I finally succumbed to the fact that this was not going to work. I needed to leave. And I left and I went upstairs and laid down in Maisie's room and sobbed from sheer embarrassment of how insane I was and had the thought, I should maybe go to a doctor because that was not a normal reaction to something. That was what a crazy person would do. And I'm crazy.
No.
That was insane to scream.
I'm on your side. I'm didn't like, bring this up to not be on your side. I'm on your side. But yeah, you then,
that was crazy.
You then left. I didn't know where you went. And then you came back and I could tell you've been crying very hard.
Yeah.
And you had a bag of Sun Chips. Not a.
I hadn't eaten that day too. That was
not a personal size Sun Chips, like the full, like the family size Sun Chips.
It was the only snack I could find this
house. And you were just hammering those Sun Chips, and our kids were around. You're like, hey, and you were just like so sweet to our kids, hammering Sun Chips. But I could tell like you'd just been crying so hard, and I was like, oh, she's good.
Yeah,
I was just like, oh my God, she's great.
I needed to cry, and
she needed that. It was probably good you had that like release.
Yeah, but I feel like there's probably a healthier way to go about it to not let that happen. But I definitely, the sobbing was out of embarrassment. It was like out of like, oh my God, that was insane. Like, I can't believe it just like, it was, the drill was going, it was like, stripping a nail. So the drill's going real loud. And I'm like, it was a scene from a movie, Psychotic. Like, it was so insane, scary and embarrassing.
I just think you're new to these things. Cause I've, in the past, stripping a screw, I've lost my mind too. Like, and
I also don't like this. I'm learning everything that I can about this whole process about fixing up a house. And I'm trying to do it the right way because that's how my little brain works, where it's like, you have to do it by the rules and it has to be perfect and it has to be right, which is to an unhealthy degree is how my brain does that. So I'm learning how to do these things, but it's not something that I enjoy. And as a creative person who like is fulfilled by doing the things that like music and art and performing, all the things that I love that fulfill me, to have that all stripped away so that I can like do these very mundane, tedious, have to do it this way or else it doesn't work by the book stuff. Like, I think I'm going a little bit cuckoo bananas, which is why our kids' rooms are so artsy, because it's like any chance I get to put sequins somewhere, I'm like, yeah, oh my God, thank God.
I feel like I'm bumping into that too, because in my experience with like handiwork, it's been kind of like, yeah, it's fine.
Right.
You know what I mean? But also like, because it's been creative, because I've been like, well,
I
found an old like coffee table on the side of the street and I'm going to refurbish it and restain it and redo it this way, or I'm going to like do this creative thing. You know what I mean? And it's fine. It's subjective to me, to whereas you're like, oh, you can tell this thing. Like,
yeah. I'm like feeling that where nail holes were in the wall that we've spackled over.
Wait,
and if
no,
it's smooth
you didn't
enough,
use the
like,
right grade of sandpaper first. First you need to use the 250 and it's fine.
Well, it's the other way around. I think the
most intense to me that you've been through this process is that you tested roller naps on a wall so that it matched the old roller naps.
Yeah, because we were doing half of the wall. We had to repaint half of the wall and I didn't want it to look like different walls.
It would have never occurred to me. It would have been like a paint roller and you paint it.
No,
there's
different
naps. You try and make it look nice, but you had seeing the way the nap would pull the paint off the, you know what I mean, when it rolled,
the texture
that it would make, and so much so that you tested several different
half
rollers,
nap, three-fourths nap, different
listen
brands.
Listen to how, like, do you right
different
now you
brushes.
Could manage a Home Depot, like truly?
I would be everyone's
in a
least
month.
Favorite boss. I would be not fun.
I know, but I could like be a showrunner on a TV show, and also I could manage a Home Depot.
It's
but
a
also,
disease?
Yes, if I worked at Home Depot, like I would be like, fuck,
you'd be scared
Colleen's
of
working
me.
Today. Is she in today? Ah,
I know. I'm not. That's why I don't work there.
But if you were working on a TV show, I'd be like, hey, yo.
Well, whatever. Here's the deal. I'm very over the home DIY projects, but I want to get it done. I want it done right. And I'm sorry I had a psycho weird break, but I don't think it'll happen again. I think I got it out.
Well, I'm saying I appreciate it. I understand. I'm behind you. I think you're doing great. It's so impressive. How much you've taken on.
And you will just continue to open with, here, how about I get, make a deal with me right now? Ready? If you will only handshake and deal with me if you think it sounds good. How about, wait till you hear what the deal is. Don't be shaking until you know for sure.
Well, you were holding your hand out. I wasn't going to shake. I was going to hold my hand out as well.
What if tomorrow at some point because we're so busy. And but what if we take an hour tomorrow, set a timer for a certain time, and you and me go to just like the thrift store and see if there's like an old table that you can like refurbish and make look cool. So you can have that little artsy fun, or like to a what are those consignment store, or like just drive around the neighborhood, see what's on the side of the road.
I really want to do that today.
Because it'd be cool to find a dining table that you could like make look cool. Cause I'm sick of looking at stuff online and everything's so expensive and it's not even like really what we want. Like I'd rather it be something that you build and that way you can have some creative fulfillment. I'll actually get out of the house.
I think like, I think that's important for tables. You know what I mean? Like a dining table, I don't think should be IKEA or Wayfair.
Right.
I don't.
So maybe tomorrow, so now will you shake on it? Tomorrow, let's take an hour to go to like a thrift store or something and see what we can find. Oh, he's not confident.
Deal. I did see a couch at Costco that I like.
That is the opposite of what we are saying. That is like the literal, you're like, we're not going to Wayfair. We're going to Costco.
But a Kirkland couch? Come Girl, on.
I know you want that couch.
Think of the savings. Think of the hot dogs.
Can I tell you something really sweet?
Yes.
Well, I guess I should say, did I say my relax yet?
No.
I didn't. Okay, hold on. Let me tell you my relax.
I forgot we were podcasting.
It's really silly. Uh-huh. There's a couple of things. It's really silly. So I have a problem. We've talked about like Siri and like auto correct stuff on phones before. And like when they auto correct words that you don't want it to say. One thing that makes me upset, because I guess I've been trying to text people a lot. I'm in hell a lot. Like that phrase, I'll be like, like, how are you doing? This is hell. Or heel. Like, I'm doing this. Heel. I'm in heel. H-E-apostrophe-L-L. I didn't put an apostrophe there. Why are you forcing the apostrophe? Why don't you want me to say I'm in hell? Why do you want me to say I'm in heel? I don't like that. I'm in he will. That doesn't even make sense. I am in he
the
will.
The possessive of he. Who's ever texted anyone he'll do something? No one's ever texted that.
He'll do blah, 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 blah.
And the algorithm.
I think he'll.
The algorithm blah, blah. Is correcting it because it thinks like, oh no, the more common thing to say is he'll. No. Like, everyone's texting
hell. No, we're
hell.
Saying I'm in hell.
Everyone's saying this we're in hell. Hell. This is hell. Look at that hell.
Yeah.
Everything's hell.
I am hell.
So why correct hell to heel? Because it's offensive.
I
is it a bad word biblically?
What the hell? I wasn't allowed to say what the hell growing up. But yeah, I definitely.
You weren't allowed to say what the hell, but they were allowed to say you'll be in hell if you do this, that.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
other.
Right. What the hell is like? I don't know. It was a bad. Word. You have to say what the hell.
I don't see hell as a bad word because you can't be like hell.
What the hell? If our kids said what the hell, you
what
wouldn't think
hell?
It was a bad word.
No.
If our kids said what the hell, I'd be like, oh, that's not a polite word. That's not a nice word. Yeah, they do say what the heck.
Well, because where does that come from?
What the heck?
Exactly.
I showed the kids a Miranda video the other day because Flynn had the experience of growing up like I was Miranda almost daily for the first
since
years of
babe.
His life.
Yeah.
So he really was immersed in the Miranda culture, but the twins, not at all. Like, since they were one,
right.
No, once they turned one, like Miranda stopped. So they see pictures and videos of it sometimes, videos very rarely, but pictures, you know, they've seen around the house, whatever. But certainly they wouldn't remember me being dressed like Miranda. There's no way they'd remember me in person being dressed like Miranda around them.
Yeah, like coming out of your office mid-something. And you're fully in full garb.
Right. No. And they wanted to watch something funny there. I can't remember what they were wanting, but it reminded me of that I had made a video for Flynn as Miranda when he was a baby. Like I literally posted a video that was for Flynn, like about me, like, but it was just
it
Miranda
public?
Talking. Yeah, it was public, but it was, I didn't say Flynn. I just said there's a baby that wants me to do this because I would talk like him.
Oh yeah, I remember that one.
I would talk like Miranda all the time to him when he was a baby and in character and he would think it was funny.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I want something that he can watch whenever he wants. So I don't have to just do Miranda for him all the time. Like he can just watch the video.
Right.
And I wanted it so that like my parents could put it on when he was at their house or like you put on your phone, like everyone had it easily accessible. I was like, I'll just put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Anyway, I remembered that the other day and I was like, oh, there's a video made for Flynn. And so I put it on for all the kids and all three of them were cracking up and it was
Wesley
so heartwarming.
Especially
oh, Wesley
and,
was,
this video,
Wesley couldn't breathe. He was laughing so hard.
It's in the form of like something like Dora the Explorer where like it's like call and response.
Right.
Like you like talk and like wait for a response. And they were all loving it, but Wesley was like,
he was like choking.
He
laughing.
Was like, he was like in the world. He was like responding.
Yeah.
To
every
everything
time
you said.
As Miranda asked a question, he responded loudly and proudly. Like every, it was so cute. But anyway, the I'm in heal, I'm in hell thing needed to relax. The other thing is something that's been on my list, love, for a very long time that I've been meaning to talk to you about on Relax for a while. My husband does something and he's going to deny it.
I knew it was going to be on me. I knew it was going to be picking on me.
No, it's not picking on you. It's, I have to know if this is, did I already talk about this with Rachel on the podcast? I don't know if I did or not. My husband has done this a few times and he denies that he's done it a few times, but he has. We're in the car and we're driving. We're hungry. I'm like, I'm going to order some food. I'm ordering from this particular restaurant that has, it's like a generic American restaurant, like that has like a bajillion things on the menu, right?
Stretch now. I'm ready for a fight.
And we're in the car. I'm like, all right, I'm ordering from this restaurant. Are you hungry? Yes, I am hungry. We've ordered from this place a lot of times. We've been there lots of times. He's gotten a lot of times. And I say, what do you want? And he says, I don't know. Read me the menu.
Don't say read me the menu.
That I wrote it down because that is the exact quote, actually.
Well, okay.
Read me the menu, he says.
I'll let you go.
This is not the first time this man has done this. And in the past, I've said, are you serious? Read you the menu? You know, what do you mean? Do you want me to read you the sandwich portion? The salad? Like, what do you want? I don't know. What do they have? They have things that restaurants have. They have salads, they have sandwiches, they have burgers. They have main dishes, whatever. I don't know. What do you want me to read? Pastas. Just read me the menu. And I finally was like, you know what? And he denied that this was a crazy request. He was like, what? It's not that big. Why is this crazy? And so you know what I did? I read him the menu. I read every word. And he will realize how insane this is that I'm reading him the literal menu, a huge menu. And I'm just now realizing too, love, I did this, I'm pretty sure, on my Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee episode as Miranda. I just read the menu because it was the most insane thing I could think of in the moment. That's how insane this idea is, to read a menu to someone. Anyway, he didn't think this was a crazy thing that I had to read every single item on the menu to him. And then he goes, I'll just get the nachos. Bro, you can rebuttal now.
I feel like where we live, there's like six restaurants like that we actually eat from. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And you get tired of things. And these places are like a sandwich place where they have like eight different sandwiches. And you can't like recall them all. I don't have a photographic menu memory where I remember all eight sandwiches, but it's only eight sandwiches. So if I'm operating a motor vehicle and my wife is ordering food next to me and I say, hey, can you remind me which sandwiches they have?
He said, read the menu. Actually, he said, read the menu. Remind me of the sandwiches they have.
Can you read me the menu?
You said, read me the menu.
Read me the eight sandwiches they have. Doesn't seem like such a huge request. There are children's books that we read every night to our children that are shorter than the menus of Los Agaves. You know what I mean? It's like...
Love.
Because I just...
You did not say read me... I would not have an issue if you said, what sandwiches they have? That's very easy. That's actually a very reasonable request. It makes perfect sense. You're driving. I can read you a few sandwiches. You said... read me the menu. And I asked.
This is not the Cheesecake Factory.
I asked,
this is
what do you want,
sandwich shop that makes only eight different sandwiches.
No, it wasn't a sandwich shop. It was a restaurant.
This is a cafe that...
It wasn't a cafe.
Yeah, they have a turkey burger. Yeah, they have... I mean, that place has a lot of things, but it's not Cheesecake Factory.
Love.
It's like they have like 10 different things. What place was it?
I'm looking it up right now, how many menu items they have, because it's not eight sandwiches.
And then I want you to read us the menu and I'm going to time it and see how long it takes.
Okay. You ready?
Sure. They don't have, by the way, I know the place she's talking about. They have like eight things.
Okay. They have, I'm going to count how many things they have on the menu. Okay. One, two, three.
That's not as fun.
Oh, you want me to read the actual menu?
It's because I'm going to show you. It's not that hard.
Okay. Salads, baby kale salad. Also wanted to know what was on these things. So
driving the car, I would have said not a salad. So you're skipping salads.
You did not.
I did not say read me the
lying
cob.
To your
I did not say
faces.
Read me the cobs.
He
You're crazy.
Did not say skip the salads. I read everything on this damn menu.
Go start.
He did
start
not
over.
Say skip a thing.
Start over. Read
I
the-
said, what section do you want me to read? And he said, read it all. And I did. Okay. Baby kale salad,
no.
Little Jim salad, avocado no. salad, fried chicken sandwich, tri-tip sandwich. But I was reading everything on it. I was saying fried chicken sandwich, slaw,
just
garlic
kidding,
aioli,
you're adding time.
Hot honey,
you're adding
jalapeno. This is what I did in the car. I told you what was on them. Because sometimes I did something, you go, what's on it? And I'd read you everything on it. Fried chicken sandwich, a tri-tip sandwich, prime rib, French dip sandwich, al pastor, sausage sandwich, avocado sandwich, pulled pork sandwich, burger kit, the name of the restaurant, Smash Burger Kit, the pulled pork tacos, the Baja fish tacos, the tri-tip tacos, the multiple plate tacos, like you can get whatever tacos you want, you know, mix and match. The flautas, you can get sides. This is the other thing, is he'd kind of pick one and then he would be like, what are the sides?
I did not.
Yes, you did.
Look how long, and you're done. Look how long that
I'm
took you.
I'm not done, actually, I'm halfway through it.
Are you going to read their catering menu and say, like I said, read the catering
menu
to me?
No, I'm just at flautas right now.
Okay.
Fried chicken taco, al pastor tacos. Mm. The barbecue pork rib tray. The white barbecue chicken tray.
I'm not going to get a rib
jalapeno,
tray.
I
you
know.
You didn't read.
Yes, I did. I read the whole thing. Jalapeno chicken beer brat tray. The tri-tip tray.
Literally reading their catering
the
menu as if that's what happened.
Tray. This isn't even the one. Okay, anyway. This isn't even the particular one that we ordered from. Oh, here we go. Okay, I'm skipping all the sides. Okay, I'm skipping the sides. Skip them. Street corn. The shalhoub nachos. Now, I know I made it this far reading every single menu item and reading every single ingredient because that's what you ended up ordering because I got to the nachos and he said, what's on it? So then I read.
Meaning if like chicken was on the nachos.
Tortilla chips, shredded cheddar, cowboy beans, pico de gallo, pickled jalapeno, chipotle aioli, pulled pork or tri-tip or fried chicken or grilled chicken, chips and salsa, french fries, mac and cheese, chicken wings, shalhoub fries, smoothies. Do you want me to say all the different smoothies they have?
And I'm sure you didn't in the moment either.
Then we had the
You're
kids.
Exaggerating.
I don't think I read the kids' menus to you.
Anyway, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It's not a tale of two
Cowboy
cities,
beans,
love. It's a barbecue
a side
place
kale
menu
salad.
Where you're deciding between
side of fried chicken,
a tri-tip
side of
sandwich
chicken,
or a fried chicken
side
sandwich,
side of coleslaw, side of mac and cheese.
You know
side
you
of
didn't read these.
The point is the sides go on
what
for
is
a very
the
long
point?
Time. The point is, I think it is a crazy thing to say, read me the menu. I think that is a crazy thing to say.
But as a passenger princess who's trying to order a meal, I think it's okay to say, can you remind me like the features, the mains, you know
you
what I mean?
You didn't say that. And that is totally reasonable. If you were to say, can you remind me of the sandwiches they have? And I kind of want
so
a pasta. Remind me of the pastas.
That
I totally
is,
would have done that and not had an issue with it. It's the fact that you wanted me to read you the
but
entire
I, but I think this
menu.
Is, I think it's because I said it wrong.
Lovey? I agree. You did say it wrong. But anyway, I just thought, and this is not the first time he's done it where he's been like, read me the menu. And I just think that's such a crazy, because like everyone knows generically, like what's out of, like, what do they have? I understand people go, oh, what we're ordering for this? What kind of food do they have? They got tacos, they have burgers. Oh, okay. Just give me a burger, whatever. But like, this was like, I need to know every
I
menu item.
I think I'm right. I think
you
if
probably
I'm,
are.
I think
I'm sure they're all going to be like, you're so mean,
I'm,
just read them the menu.
I think if I'm driving and you're like, hey, I'm like, and we're like, you know, getting back from someplace and.
You guys, we were driving 10 minutes to the restaurant. By the time we got there, we hadn't ordered yet because I was still reading the menu.
All right.
Am I wrong? We got to the parking lot. By the time we got to the parking lot, that's when I clicked order.
I can't remember like what the instance. I know this has happened multiple times and it drives you crazy.
It does. But it's okay. It's a silly, cute quirk.
I think it's, it could be that. I think it's also that like, I'm sick of like the four restaurants that we go to.
Yeah.
That one specifically. Like, I don't like, I don't like anything they have. So I was like hoping you'd find something.
If I read the whole menu, maybe
yeah,
suddenly
would, like,
they'd have a new menu
some
item.
Interest. Cause I'm trying to think of other times that I've done this. Usually I know it's not, I don't do this every time. Usually like I know pretty confidently what I'd like if you're ordering from a place, I feel like. But this happens when I'm driving and it happened this time. And I did say, read me the menu, but I didn't, but like, and you, I think you're like, this wants me to read the menu. I'm going to read the whole menu.
And I did. And you didn't stop me. Go, that's not what I meant. You were like,
and I did get
like
the nachos with chicken and they weren't good.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Love. Anyway, that was, it was silly. I'm joking around. I hope everyone knows. Did you, you have a notebook today, Lovey? Do you have a bunch of things you need to say?
I always have a notebook.
I know, but I'm just surprised to see that you have a notebook today, considering where we're at in our brain powers and lives. What did you write down? I'm so curious.
You want to do like a lightning round?
What is that? Sure.
A bunch of things that needs to relax.
Oh, sure.
Our kitten.
No, I love our kitten's crazies.
Minnie.
She is crazy, though.
Minnie Driver, Minnie Cooper, Minnie Mouse.
She's a cutie.
Minnie Meow Meow.
She's absolutely insane.
Last night morning, 6 a.m., you've seen those memes or those TikToks. They decided it was my time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Have you seen those? She decided it was my time. You're in the room sleeping. A couple of our kids have snuck into our room. They're sleeping there next to us, too. You guys are all fast asleep. 6 a.m., she's trying to end my life and end all of my appliances' life. Only me, only my side of the bed, only my end table, jumping up on it repeatedly, attacking my AirPods, my charging cables.
She'll attack anything.
My water, my feet, my face, my eyes.
Anything.
And it wouldn't stop. And I'm just like, go attack. There's three other people sleeping in this room.
She does it to me every
moment.
Day, every morning, constantly. It was your turn.
No, I know, but like, she was like, it's you bitch. Like,
yeah, she was ready. Like, she the other day, she jumped up on my, I was sitting and editing and she jumped up to my knee.
Yeah.
Dug claws in at the top of my knee, like held on to me like a bear on a tree and slid down my leg with her claws in my skin.
Yeah.
She's crazy.
She is total like orange cat meme.
She's
behavior.
Hilarious. Like the kids this morning, we were able to just kind of lay in bed while they were just scream laughing at her.
Yeah.
For like 45 minutes this morning because she was they just like
just
watched her run around
shit
and
over,
laugh.
Yeah. And being, just run up to something, just start digging in.
Like she's the best iPad we've ever bought.
She is the new iPad. But yeah, this morning in particular, I'm so tired right now because like I never went back to sleep after that. Like I've just been up. I was like, you're ruining my day. But then she's so cute.
She is so cute.
She's the cutest.
This isn't very lightning.
And then she'll like,
I like the conversation.
It's just like sleep on my head. Like 5 minutes later, then she'll sleep on my head. It's like very bipolar behavior from this little kid.
Yeah, she's so sweet.
Phone calls breaking up. I'm having this issue all the time lately. Maybe it's because where we live now, this new house. But like I have phone calls breaking up embarrassment, whereas I cannot tell the person that this phone call is breaking up.
Oh, no. I feel that.
I do not have the confidence to be like, you're breaking up. Repeat. I don't have the confidence to say like, repeat what you said. So, you know, I had to hire a few movers to help us the other day. I didn't know if they were coming or not because the conversation started and then completely broke up so much that I could only hear pieces of language for about 5 minutes. And then I was like, And then I was just saying things out into the air, like a time and an address, and would kind of hear pieces of language back until I heard, okay, great, bye. And then they hung up and up, but I didn't know that they were showing up.
Oh no.
That whole conversation was completely broken up and it just keeps happening to me lately.
I've done before. I totally feel that. And I'm comfortable being like, oh no, I can't hear you. Like, oh, so, I'm sorry. I think it's breaking up. I think I have bad service. You know, I say stuff like that, but it does get to a point where like, what I don't like is when there's bad service and it's not, and I know it's not me. And then the person's like, sorry, I'm in a bad, I don't have service right now. But anyway, and they keep talking. Oh, can you hear me now? And they keep doing the, can you hear me now thing?
Yeah.
I do get to a point where I go, I still can't really hear you. And then they keep talking, keeps breaking up. And then I just stop. Can you hear me? And I'll just stop responding. Cause I'm like, I don't want to keep doing this. And then I'll just like, wait until it's just, I'll hang up.
It's so, well, I think it's been so loaded lately because like, you're not a talk on the phone person.
I am not.
I step up and do that.
Yeah.
I'm the rock in the family when it comes to, you have to talk to someone outside of the house on the phone. So like any cable company, Wi-Fi company, I've had all these conversations and I'm telling you, half of them have been these broken up phone calls where I can't really understand what they're saying.
Oh no.
Like we needed a quote for like a thing and the guy called me and he talked to me for like 20 minutes and he's just talking about like how this ventilation thing works. And I couldn't hear it, and I just kind of just have to agree at the end of it.
Oh, no, you have no idea how much they quoted us.
Think about it. No, well, they're just people like, you know, they over-explain things. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. This is their passion. This is their business. They're salesmen. And I can't hear anything but they're saying, but I don't have the heart to be like, hey buddy, I didn't hear what you said the last 5 minutes. So I'm just like, okay. Yeah. So you'll be here. You know what I mean? But that keeps, it's funny how it keeps, happening to me and I don't have the What does it take to say, like...
You just go, oh no, I'm sorry, I think I lost you there.
But then it just happened again.
I'm so sorry.
I don't want to embarrass them, and then they have to like move around wherever they are in the world. They have to like...
Yeah, but...
You know, like adjust their...
Well, it's not... If you know it's on you, then like if you know it keeps happening to you, that means you're the one with the bad spotty service. So you should connect your phone to like Wi-Fi or something. Well, it happened to
me until I figured out the Wi-Fi, but now I know it's them. It's not me. It's them.
Oh, okay.
I think because of where we live, if you're out and about, you have bad service.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
So that would be our fault then?
No, because most of these conversations are me. I'm at home and I can tell that they're like driving or they're out.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I don't know either. I'm just saying I feel bad telling people that I can't hear them.
I feel that.
So I pretend that I've heard them and I never know what they said and I'm going about existing in life.
Oh, no.
Missing taking out the trash. Am I boring you? This is a lightning round. I'm tired. You're only yawning.
There's no lightning here. I think you should rename this.
Should we just end?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like 11 p.m. I'm almost sleepy.
As a man, missing trash can day.
Why as a man?
I don't know. Because you don't do it. You ever taken the trash cans out to the curb?
Yeah, but it's nothing to do with being a woman.
You want to be a feminist right now? You take out the trash cans.
It has nothing to do with being a feminist. It has to do with being, I don't like the dark and I don't want to take the trash cans out at night at the dark. And trash is stinky.
Right.
I don't want to be around it. Okay. I do lots of other things.
As a person... There's something very emasculating about like missing trash can days. So that's why I said as a man.
Yeah, I get it. So, I know you were being
silly. Like this morning, cat's waking me up, attacking me at 6 a.m. going ham on my toes, like attacking my feet, like biting the shit out of them. And then I hear,
I go,
I didn't take out the trash cans, and we are in peak trash times.
Tell me that. We have so much garbage.
It is like the El Nino of trash right now. We just moved into a house, and I go, oh no! And so, like, I did put pants on, but I almost was like pants. Like I'm going out there.
Yes, the F word. Got to edit out that F word. Bleep out the F word.
Bad word pants, and I ran out there bleary eyed, like barefoot. And just two at a time down our driveway, rolling them out there.
Oh my God.
And I see which truck it was, and it was the green stuff truck. And I was like, okay, well, we got that, brought down the recycling and the other one, you know, the trash one. And then I heard another trash truck coming and I saw it. And I was like, okay, it's recycling. Got that. But the most important one.
The trash we missed. Oh no.
And there's something about this is the second time. I think because it's a different day. I'm used to the other day. It's a different day of the week.
Gotta set an alarm on that phone.
Huh?
Gotta set an alarm.
Do we?
Yeah.
As a couple.
No, I didn't say we. I said you.
Because you want to be a part of this.
I definitely don't. I'm a woman.
Exactly.
Yeah. I can't do it. I'm a woman.
So I missed it. And then I had to go down and get these.
Wait. So you missed it 2 weeks in a row?
No, I missed it a couple weeks ago. But it's like... There's something, I don't know what to say. Like there's something like, oh, I have to go get these cans that weren't satisfied. They weren't emptied.
Oh, these you have to carry them up.
I have to go get these unemptied cans. And like where we live, I'm like, and our new neighbors, like I wonder if these other like neighbor dads are like, get your shit together, man.
Yeah.
Like you missed the cans.
You're not a man. You're still a little boy.
You're not a man. What kind of father are you? What kind of husband are you?
Just a little boy. Doesn't know how to
miss
do the
taking out the trash can. I just feel like it's the lowest of the low.
I'm so sorry, love.
In daddom to miss taking the cans out.
I'm so sorry. You're dealing with a lot. There's no way to remember that. I would never remember that. I'm just a
there
woman.
There was so much going on.
There is, yes.
And
every day, love. It's been crazy. I don't know what day it is.
But yesterday in particular, we were doing a lot.
Yeah.
Well, what's crazy, we were kind of doing some like demo stuff. AKA producing trash.
I know. We have so much trash. What's next on your lightning round? You have more on your lightning round?
I I was going to say keeping a house shoe, but I don't even want to get into that with you.
You can't get into that. He doesn't even know what that means. He can't.
Comments this
week. He cannot handle house shoes, guys. He loves wearing shoes inside.
I'm not wearing shoes now.
I bought him 1,000 house shoes. No, and he wears them outside.
I said I don't want to. Yeah, so then it's like a...
He wears them like outside.
Listen, it's like a zombie movie. Like once you're bitten, like you have to pretend like, oh, I didn't get bit. I'm not going to turn into a zombie. It's like, that's me with house shoes. I like... Oh, I got to go do this thing outside. I'm like, oh, they've been contaminated now. They've become zombie shoes. I can't let her know that, see that these shoes have been outside.
I see otherwise, the footprints on the carpet.
They can never be house shoes again.
I see shoe footprints in our bedroom.
I'm doing better.
Why?
I am.
You
I think
know
I just
what?
Hate,
I would.
You wear socks all the time. You're never
all
barefoot.
All the time. Okay. I don't like being barefoot.
Maybe that's a secret because I hate being barefoot.
The crumbs on feet.
And the wet, like stepping on a wet Cheerio. You
oh,
know
no,
what I mean? Like
you got to wear something on your feet. That's why you wear a house shoe. Figure out something that works for you. If it's a sock,
and then
if I'm barefoot,
then my feel, like, and I look at my feet. If like,
don't be barefoot.
I'm in the house and I'm barefoot. I look at my feet. I'm like, these are dirtier than shoes.
Don't be barefoot. Wear shoes.
Like, and then
you wear slippers.
Socks. You're just ruining
moccasins.
Socks.
Yeah. Wear slippers. Wear moccasins.
I wear them.
Uggs.
But then something
wear
happens
slides.
And they become infected.
Yeah. What happens is you don't take them off and you go outside to like walk in the poo grass or like chicken coop land or to Starbucks. Who knows where you're going in those house slippers?
I support local coffee businesses.
Time out. This is going to be the answer. Buy slippers. That are like, you know how they have slippers that like look like bear paws or like really big, fluffy, insane slippers?
I don't like the feeling of inside those. Like Uggs
fine,
and stuff.
That's fine. But I'm saying like they literally look like a big foot or something. Like they look like a shoe, but it's like a big fluffy cloud slipper. Like they're ridiculous. Get something like that. Like something so embarrassing that you would never want to leave the house in them, but very comfortable. So you enjoy wearing them in the house. You see what I'm saying? Like get a house slipper that you're like, I don't want to be seen in these outside of this home.
It's not like I'm going out to party or like to like where I'm when I'm like care what people think about my feet. I'm like going out to like pick up something. You know what I mean? Or to
water
like,
grass, like and get muddy.
Yeah. Or like help a child catch a bug or like what I you know or something.
Right.
Or not take out the trash. Cause I'm
going to the street and back in his house. But you have outside shoes and inside shoes. You don't have to put lace up shoes. You have like slides that your outside slides, you know, it's lots of
lightning
shoes,
round.
Okay. We're going fast
in the comments.
Mm-hmm. What?
Taylor agrees with you.
One person
that you do jelly first and then wipe the knife on the bread.
Whoa. Taylor Lautner, whoever you are, Taylor. I didn't say that you should do jelly first. I am saying you can do jelly first. I don't have one that you have to do first. That was not my argument. I don't think you have to do jelly first. I think you can do either and it doesn't matter. You were
so
the one who
saying
said strictly.
You're an anarchist.
Yes.
You don't have a system
no.
for making a peanut butter and jelly?
Well, no, I have a
you'll
system.
You'll do peanut butter first one time, you'll do jelly first
yes.
the next time?
It's whatever I grab first, whatever I find first.
Do you believe in nothing?
Kind of. But I
do
have
do
a system.
Do you have no honor?
I do have a system, but it's if I do the jelly, you wipe the jelly knife on the other slice of bread. And vice versa with peanut butter. After you're done with the peanut butter, what do you put the peanut butter in the jelly? What your argument was you don't want the jelly in the peanut butter. Do you put
you
peanut butter in the jelly?
For nothing.
Do you put peanut butter in jelly?
No. What?
Because you said, why would I do jelly first? Because then jelly would get in the peanut butter.
Because I'm saying as a substance, jelly is stickier. So it sticks to the knife more. So if you peanut butter first, you can wipe it off on the brim of the peanut butter jar very easily. And then you can do jelly. And you're not getting all this peanut butter in the jelly. But if you did that vice versa, you're getting jelly in the peanut butter. Oh God.
Wait, what? That's the same process. If you swipe a knife on a jar, but I swipe it on the bread. Anyway, I don't have one, but Taylor, I respect and appreciate that you do jelly first. I'm just saying, I don't have a system. I think either is fine. And you're saying peanut butter must be done first.
In the comments, people mm-hmm. largely agreed with me.
Of course.
The way I taped out the couch over the furniture.
Get that they did not.
that it was a sane
absolutely did
and
not.
Rational act.
Did they really?
No.
Okay, good. Because that was crazy. The way you what did they say? What did the comments say about your couch taping?
They were saying that they agreed with me with the peanut butter thing, but then when I taped out the couch that way, it ruined it.
Like ruined all credit.
Yeah.
I don't. Last thing, lightning round.
Yeah.
Your sister is the MVP of my life.
She is the MVP of everyone's life. My sister is she's best.
Looking
person on
for something to listen to or watch after this, go watch whatever Rachel Ballinger is doing.
Yes.
Because she is the MVP human.
She is.
And she's perfect. Helping us out so much at this house. And I couldn't thank her enough.
Truly.
So I wanted to make sure to.
The amount of times Eric and I have sat after Rachel has left and her beautiful fiance and her beautiful fiance's beautiful parents have just gone. And my beautiful parents, so many people have like rallied. My cousins, like people have rallied to just come help us for no reason other than they just.
It's been very much a barn raising.
Because
there's been so many projects and I feel like people can see kind of, you know, it's kind of hard to do this in the summertime with three kids.
Well, Rachel,
you know?
I mean, we've had so many conversations.
But in any case, but yeah, Rachel, I just wanted to say, her video of her, whatever she's redoing the weather stripping on my
who knows
today.
What she's doing.
She's awesome.
She's so
and
amazing.
I wanted to say that publicly and take a stand.
It's rare that there's anyone in the world, but certainly to have a sibling, like I have a sister who is so selfless to do something that no one wants to do, these tedious, really intense, time consuming projects every day for weeks and weeks and weeks. We're going insane. And she does it without complaining, she just problem solves and is happy and positive and kind and
gung-ho, yeah.
Helpful and such an angel. And like, I was weeping the other night building Maisie's bed because I was just thinking about how lucky we are to have her and Abby and her parents and my parents and your parents are coming out too. Like, we're so lucky. Like, that's like the richest you can be in the world is have people like that in your life who are willing to like drop everything to be there for you and help you. And just because they love you, know their reason. I was sobbing. I was like, why are they doing this? Why are they being so nice? Like, bawling. Like, it's just the sweetest. We're so lucky.
So if you want to, she encouraged me to sledgehammer demo something and a bunch of wood hit me in the face. You want to see that? It's in one of her videos.
Oh, she really? I hadn't watched that one yet.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I put on protective glasses.
Well, speaking beforehand of that wall that was things were demoed out of, I need to sand down and prime and paint. So we're going to call it a night here so that I can go do that.
Hey, fun episode.
I think so.
Yeah.
I love you. Sorry, I screamed into the void of drywall. And
it's okay.
I love you.
I love you too. Puppets are back.
Puppets are back.
I found them in a box.
They're probably going to go right back in a box when we're done filming this. We'll see you guys next week. Hopefully. I hope so. We love you. Thanks for being patient and watching and listening. And we'll see you next week. Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah.